Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Faith, a Colorado couple set out this week in the adventure of a lifetime. They quit their jobs. They sold all their possessions. They took all their money. They bought a boat to sail around the world. Day one, bliss. What happened on day two?
Unbliss, clearly. Was there something like a hole in the boat? Did it need to? Well, did it start to sink in some
it,
way?
No, it didn't start to sink. It finished sinking. It did the whole sinking process.
It
sank. The couple told the Tampa Bay Times they had no sailing experience before they came up with a scheme, but they had seen every single Pirates of the Caribbean movie, so, you know. First day was great. Second day, they hit a sandbar and sank. It was so weird. It wasn't marked on their navigational map that was printed on that placemat from Long John Silver's.
Wait. I saw the Titanic. A glacier? Yeah. Or iceberg? Yes. Sandbar?
Apparently what happened is that they were sailing. They didn't know how to do this, and they were sailing along, and they saw some buoys that seemed to be marking something. And they were like, oh,
treasure.
Maybe. Yeah. It's like, oh, I think if we hit that marker, we get an extra life or something. That's like the level of what you're playing. And it turns out it was marking the sandbar. They hit it really hard. They tore a hole in the bottom of the boat. But what?
I don't understand. I mean, why is this story interesting?
Because you thought it was going to be about team building and becoming closer. And really, it was about stupidity.
Oh, okay.
Mo, actors in Hollywood apparently are now clamoring to star in what? In the hopes that they will make it big.
In student films, in something that you wouldn't expect.
Think of it this way. I mean, in the old days, of course, they all went to Hollywood to be in the movies. And then, of course, TV got big, to be in TV shows. And then YouTube videos. And now...
Is it video games?
No, that's old news. That's old and tired. This is the next new thing that's going to make them famous because everybody is going to use them for their amusing tweets and texts.
Oh, in GIFs?
Yes!
Okay.
Or GIFs, depending...
Is it GIFs or GIFs?
It's GIFs or GIFs, depending on how much of a jerk you want to be.
Okay, is GIF jerkier?
GIF is more accurate, and if you insist on it, you're a gurk.
Exactly. I was going to say, you have to be a gurk.
You have to be a gurk. Yeah. The idea is like, you know... We know these are right. These are the little sort of animated film clips that people use to express things like "What the hell?" or "You go, girl!" or "I am no longer capable of expressing myself in language."
Is there sound with a GIF, Jif?
Usually not. But what's happened is they've become so ubiquitous that people have seen them more than they've seen, say, a particular television show. You probably think of, like, many of them. Like, there's one with Shaq making a face and one with some guy blinking his eyes like he doesn't understand.
Oh, right. Looks like he's, like, from Rocky Horror or something.
Yeah, exactly. And so the idea is that since all these people are accidentally becoming GIF celebrities, why not create them intentionally? So there are studios hiring writers and then actors to sort of act out in 2 or 3 second increments.
So these are like real life emotions. Emojis.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I just choosy actors choose GIFs?
Liz, officials in Kansas say they're considering changes to the state's election rules after who announced a run for governor?
Pigeons?
I'm not sure. It's like, you know, it'll be interesting because, you know, when they, instead of getting a limousine to like a state event, they'll be driven in their mom's minivan.
Children?
Well, good enough. Teenagers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Basically, on the gubernatorial ballot in Kansas is 1 16-year-old, 5 17-year-olds, and a dog. So at the moment, Kansas law has no age restriction on candidates running for statewide office, which explains why the current comptroller is just a zygote who showed an early aptitude for accounting. This can all change, though. The next cycle in 2020, as a new law might set a minimum age requirement of 18 for anyone running for office in the state. Nobody knew this was a problem, and then these 6 teenagers figured it out. They all filed to run. They're hoping to unseat the current governor, and they're running on platforms as varied as marijuana legalization and marijuana even more legalization.
I think you should have to be young. I think it should be like Menudo, where you age out of it. And Kansas will then be an interesting laboratory, like the states are meant to be. It'll be the state that's always run by really young people, young Puerto Ricans who age out of it. Eventually.
And they get replaced by people who are so similar, no one knows they've left.
Right.
But there's also a dog, a wire-haired hunting dog named Angus Woolley. He's registered as a Republican. Things don't look good for his chances. He was seen at a debate humping an opponent's leg. And by the way, that is not a dog joke. That is a Republican joke.